If you think about it, the 3 years of Jesus' ministry was mostly a seminary for the disciples and the 70. When they were trained for the continuing of the ministry of Jesus and for getting out the good news about God's paradigm shift in Christ, I think Jesus said something like, "It is finished." Does that ring true to anybody? Well, shifting paradigms in our own lives. That paradigm shift in God and the disciples challenges us to make similar paradigm shifts. Jesus called forth a paradigm shift in his disciples from receivers, spectators, followers, learners, to givers, participants, goers, and teachers. Jesus also calls all of us into active discipleship. Jesus calls us into risk-taking mission. Conference. You've probably heard of risk-taking mission. That's one of the five mandates that he has sent down. He calls us from being receivers, Jesus, that is, receivers, spectators, followers, and learners into being givers, participants, goers, and teachers. He's not asking each of you to trade places with folks like me. He's not asking each of you to go from door to door and knock on doors or from town to town, although I'm sure, absolutely sure, that some of you are being called to do those very things. But he's asking every one of you to get on a stage, some stage. Jesus is asking each of us to become a leader in our own way in furthering his kingdom. There is always some way we can help in a hands-on way to get the good news of Jesus Christ out around us. Finally, there was a U.S. Navy chaplain who told a true story about the USS Midway that was off the coast of Japan in the middle of winter. The water was so cold that a person couldn't survive more than 15 or 20 minutes in the water. Well, in the middle of the night, lo and behold, a signal came that there was a man overboard. The ship immediately started to turn around, and of course, you know how long it takes those ships to turn around and change direction. The ship immediately began its turnaround, and the helicopters took off to find him, and the diver got in his gear that was in the helicopter, and after about 10 minutes, they found the sailor in the water. The diver jumped out of the helicopter and attached a harness around the sailor's chest, and the nearly frozen young man was hoisted up in the helicopter. Later on, the chaplain was talking to the man who had fallen into the ocean, and he asked him, he says, "When was it that you were sure that you had been saved?" The young sailor answered, "When the diver was in the water with me." You see, in this world where people are drowning in oceans of grief and pain and loneliness, God shifted the way God works to people. As Jesus, God jumped into the water with us. When we are drowning, we don't need folks watching us, do we? When people are drowning, they don't need spectators. They need someone who's willing to get their hands dirty. Amen? Someone willing to jump in the water with them. That's what God and Jesus has done for us, and that's what Jesus calls you and me to do. This morning, Jesus is calling us to make a paradigm shift in our life. Get into the water, Jesus is saying. Make a paradigm shift from being receivers and spectators and followers and learners into being givers and participants, goers and teachers. Make a paradigm shift by getting involved in risk-taking mission and expanding God's kingdom. Make a decision to help bring the kingdom of God near to those around you at work, on the golf course, on the lake, wherever you are, in your fun times and in your not-so-fun times. Help God help others. Amen. Become a true disciple of Jesus Christ that we all know you are. Let us pray. Gracious God, we thank you for your word that was given to us today. We ask as we go from this place that we remember your word, that we let it change us and enliven us to make a paradigm shift in our life. In Jesus' name, amen. Would you please prepare your hearts and minds for communion? Would those helping with communion, the communion stewards, please come forward? Jesus and his disciples were celebrating what we know today is the Passover meal. And as you know the story, Jesus asked a couple of his disciples to find a house that they could celebrate their Passover meal in. Now, just quickly, what the Passover meal was about is several thousand years before that, when they were slaves in Egypt. God was sending all these plagues because he wanted his people released from Egypt. And what happened was is that God told Moses that he is sending his angel of death and they're going to kill all the firstborn in Egypt. But he says, you can save your people by putting the blood of a lamb over your doorpost and the angel of death will pass over your house. And so Moses told the Hebrew people and the Hebrew people killed each family a lamb and put the blood of the lamb over their doorpost. And lo and behold, that night when the angel of death came, that angel of death passed over every house that had the blood of the lamb on their doorpost. So the Hebrew people celebrate Passover. It is a party, folks. God is a partying God, and the Hebrew people are a partying people. They celebrate everything that they can celebrate, and the Passover was one of those. And so if I can just take you back, if you feel comfortable with me, to close your eyes as I speak, and you can just follow Jesus into the house the disciples found. And as you scan through this room, the smell of fresh baked bread immediately hits you in the face. And as you look to your left, you see the oven that's in the wall of the house that they're baking the bread. And as you scan around, there's actually a room up above where Jesus is already gathering at the table. And again, you scan around, and to your right is the staircase where they're going up to the upper room.